Good morning. And how are you? That's so good. I just lost it on the last Mass because they were blessed. Oh, so they'll never forget that homily, just so you know. But I have had it. Anyway, today when we listen to the gospel, Jesus talks about what it means to follow him. And again, I've talked about it before, but when I was a boy, my grandmother gave me a medal of St. Francis de Sales, who was the great evangelizer Jesuit. And on the back of that was this very gospel verse. It says, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world if he loses his soul in the process?" And to me, that was always formed me from a child throughout my priesthood and everything else, that what is most necessary is that we live forever, is that we do what we need to do to live forever. And what happens if you become president of the United States, have millions and billions of dollars, and everybody thinks you're great and die to go to hell? It doesn't mean squat. The only thing that matters is that we live forever and go to heaven. And so God tells us how to do that through the Apostle Paul today, explicitly, when he says, we must offer our bodies as what? A living sacrifice. Now, what is a living sacrifice? It's somebody who's alive, who's living, and yet is giving up their life. Now, we all did this, of course, when we got baptized, right? So today, when we baptize Omnia Rose, she's going to die. It's a very sad thing, I know. Aren't you excited? And then she's going to rise with Christ. And the death of baptism is that. That's why it used to be when we used to take people in, you'd walk in one, they'd dunk you, and you'd walk outside the other, to show that you have died with Christ. So the life you live now is no longer your own. Jesus lives inside of you. Huh? And so that's what happens to Omnia today. She gives up her life with Christ, and Christ gives her eternal life. But then she has to learn, as hopefully we all learn, that the life we live now is not our own. It's Jesus inside of us. And so again, as I've talked about 100 billion times, you've heard my stories again and again and again throughout the years. But when you look at the cross, it's all about God and all about others. There wasn't one thing about Jesus on that cross that was for himself. It was all about doing the Father's will and all about living for others. And so a living sacrifice, a person who is a living sacrifice, lives their life for others. And that's where we find life. That's how we live out our baptism. That's how we get the true life that he promises us. So again, as everybody here, there's every single member of this church, I am absolutely positive that if I was to go to your house at the very moment, surprise you, knock on the door, doom, 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 and said, I need to go to the bathroom, I am sure everybody, right, Ryberg? Everybody has the same three words on their bathroom mirror. What are those three words? I am third. To remind us again that the life we live isn't for us. God is first, others are second. I always got to take the last part. Always. Now, again, if we're afraid of that, the reason we're afraid is because we think we're going to lose. It's in giving your life that you receive true life. That's the gospel. That's what faith is about, that we give up everything and we receive everything we could ever want or imagine. So you don't got to be afraid. If you're afraid, it's because you don't know you're loved. Once you know you're loved, you know the Father would never shortchange you. He'll always bless you abundantly. The more you live for others, the more God blesses you. So today the gospel is to call all of us to be these living sacrifices, to give away our life every day, to make sure that we're truly people who live our life for God and for others. You got that? Get it? Gonna live it? Matron owes love today and forever. Amen. Amen.